Hang Out with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. If you are all about cool things to do and all the latest happenings in and around this beautiful city of Joburg that we live in, do stay tuned. I've got some great dates to diarize and some great things coming up, as well as a super exclusive interview with theatre and acting legend Toby Cronier about this year's pantomime, Pinocchio. It's going to be absolutely spectacular, so do stay tuned for that. Let's get started. So if you love art and you love contemporary art, you want to make sure that you put these dates in your diary straight away. The inaugural Cradle Contemporary Art Fair is going to be launching at the beautiful Cradle Boutique Hotel, and it's going to be running from Thursday, November the 30th to Sunday, December the 3rd. Works are going to be displayed by leading and emerging contemporary artists John Moore, Akin Masuko, Karen Dempsey Greenwood, and Manyatsa Monyamane. They will be on display. They will also be for sale. And all the proceeds will be going to the African Digital Education Trust, which is a non-profit organization which aims to give children accessible education by using technology and robotics to improve early childhood development. The hotel will also be open, opening a new permanent space, which is going to be called the Cradle Art Gallery, during the exhibition, and then that will become a standard feature. So there's a variety of different things: wildlife, natural heritage. Akin Masuko is a Swazi sculptor who works a lot with wood. Manyatsa's cutting-edge photography is absolutely amazing, and she's received a number of accolades and awards, so you don't want to miss out on that. Yeah, it's going to be really, really great. I'm excited. And the Cradle Boutique Hotel is just absolutely stunning. It's a beautiful venue, not too far outside of Joburg, and makes for a perfect backdrop to showcase these kind of works of art. So they are going to be, as I said, opening their doors on Thursday, November the 30th at 3 o'clock. And then there will be an official launch and cocktail party taking place at 6 o'clock on the same day. And I hope to see you there. There's going to be a variety of other things also going on as well. So obviously that cocktail party, as I mentioned, there's going to be a craft beer pairing dinner on Friday, December 1st at 7 p.m. There's going to be a fabulous four-course wine pairing dinner on Saturday, December the 2nd from 7 p.m., a posh picnic and jazz on Saturday, December the 2nd from midday, and a gourmet shisanyama on Sunday, December the 3rd from 12. And if you're a family and you're attending on either the Saturday or the Sunday, bring the kids along. You can book them into the Cradle Explorers Club, which has trained guides to take them on a two-hour nature walk at the cost of 80 Rand per child, and also includes a picnic box lunch. So if you are interested and you want to find out more, if you want to book for the lunch or the dinner or the children's club, you can give Cradle Boutique Hotel a call on 087-353-9599, or you can visit their website, cradlehotel.co.za. That is Thursday, November 30th through to Sunday, December the 3rd. That looks absolutely epic. Something else that's epic and you certainly don't want to miss and promises to have you in absolute stitches: Skulk Bazaidnote and Loyisa Madinga have teamed up to do an amazing comedy show, which is going to be taking place on the 17th of November at 8 p.m. It's going to be happening at Silver Star Casino, and it promises to have you in absolute stitches. The show is called Broken English, and as you can imagine, they battle along with some grammatical errors, and it is a two-man stand-up comedy show that you do not want to miss from two of South Africa's top up-and-coming young comedians. That's Broken English, starring Skulk Bazaidnote and Loyisa Madinga, on the 17th of November, 8 p.m. Tickets are 120 Rand per person. You can book now at silverstarcasino.co.za. No under 15s, please. And head on over to Tsokosan and check out all the details there. That promises to be an absolute hoot. If you enjoy great entertainment, then you'll be very, very excited to know. And this is always one of the highlights on my calendar. And I'm so excited. This is my third year that I'm going. The 30th, traditional pantomime. So this is the 30th year that they've been running the pantomime every year, Pinocchio. They are currently in rehearsals, and the show is officially opening on November the 12th and is going to be running on the Mandela stage at Joburg Theatre until December the 30th. And it promises to be absolutely, absolutely fantastic. We were lucky enough to catch up with Toby Cronier, who is in the pantomime every year, and he's absolutely hysterical. So, of course, I had to chat to Toby and find out a little bit more about what's going down at this year's panto.
Hi, Heather. Thanks for putting me on your show. I'm going to talk about Pinocchio the pantomime.
Thank you, Toby. Tell us a bit about the role that you're playing in the pantomime. What do you love about them? And how do you add your own personal twist or flavor to your role?
I play the character of Geppetto, who is Pinocchio's father. He obviously makes... Pinocchio is a marionette, so Geppetto makes the marionette, and he wishes that there's a... that he becomes a real live boyki, which the fairy helps him to realize. If I knew how I put my own special twist in it, then you'll have to tell me, because I don't know. No, I really don't know. You know, it's a process, and Janice does encourage one to bring your own ideas to the part. So I think it's the creative process just works like that. There's no secret.
What can the audience expect from this year's panto, and why does everybody love the pantomime so much?
Well, first of all, it is performed at the end of the year, which is holiday time. So, and everybody's in a festive mood, you know, which is great. And then it is, the panto is always for everybody. It's aimed at children, but there are lots of adult jokes in it as well, and lots of political references and sending people up and stuff that the adults will enjoy more than the children. And there's lots of music and lots of dance, and it's bright colors, and it's just, it's a feel-good show. And I think that's why it's so popular.
Where to next for you? So after the panto, what are you up to, and where can we expect to see you?
I've recently been offered a play in Cape Town, an Afrikaans play, which I'm not going to divulge right now. And later on, there is the possibility of a TV series about pantos. So that could be quite interesting.
What is the best piece of advice you have ever received during your career?
That's a very difficult question, because there's best good advice in very various ways, you know, because it could be kind of the best way to focus, or the best way to learn your lines, or the best way to behave on stage, or the best way to behave backstage, you know. I think just being as professional as you can, and to respect your fellow actors, and to be thankful, because none of us are soloists only, you know. We're very dependent on each other. The theatre for me is like a small universe, you know. This is the way we need to live our lives. Work hard, focus hard, appreciate everybody around you, and enjoy it.
So awesome catching up with Toby and being in the presence of such an amazing theatre legend. Thank you for joining us on the show, and I am so excited for the panto, as always. I always say I'm like 6 years old inside, so I'm really, really looking forward to that. So do stay tuned. I'll be sharing some more info as they get closer to the opening night, but do make sure you've got your tickets booked for the panto. It promises to be a hoot. Now, a lot of us have people that come into our house to help us with things, be it the gardening, be it the kids, be it the cleaning. And Netflorist have taken the first week in November as an initiative. And I think this is an absolutely awesome idea in the spirit of Ubuntu and a lot of us develop special emotional bonds with people that are in our homes every single day, helping us run our lives and maintain our lives. And without them, we would not be able to do all the things that we do in our daily lives. So be it your gardener, be it your domestic worker, net florists have realized the need to celebrate the very happy, helpful service that these individuals and people in our lives give us. So be it from starting dinner when you're running late, or helping the kids get dressed in the morning when you've got an early morning meeting, just thanking them and for being the extra pair of hands that do absolutely amazing things in our world. So the first week of November, Net Florist encourages you to thank your treasured domestic worker or gardener with a heartfelt gift, be it a snack hamper, some caramelized nuts, dried fruits or whatever, or a winter gown, or a well-deserved bath and body relaxation gift, whatever it is. They have everything that your heart could possibly desire, just to say a little thank you to, and not only the staff that work for you, but other people in your life that you might just want to say a thank you to that you could not have got through this year without. I know I have many, so Net Florist is going to be seeing my credit card quite a bit, because there are a lot of people in my life who make my life 10 times easier. And as we head towards the end of the year, I think a thank you is most certainly appropriate. So head on over to netflorist.co.za, go and check out and see what they have. And if you've got somebody that you feel deserves a thank you, do feel free to get them a stunning gift from Net Florist. I'm a little bit crazy about Net Florist, in case you hadn't realized. They bring it to your door, people. They even bring Krispy Kreme to your door. What more do you need? If you are looking for somewhere cool to go and eat, they also do the most amazing fresh and healthy takeaway meals and party platters. Arbor Cafe and Courtyard are open for dinner. They have an absolutely stunning new menu just in time for summer. Wholesome, fresh, seasonal ingredients, and keeping in a theme with their unique and popular style. So their new dinner menu is now available every Wednesday to Saturday evening. It can be enjoyed in Parisian style in the courtyard that Arbor is so well known for. And luckily, it looks like the weather might be playing ball again, so we actually can eat outdoors. They also have a brand new take-home menu that you can pre-order and collect. So canapés, starters, main courses, desserts, etc. Everything is fresh. You can just heat it up at home and feel like you've had a home made meal. And also, if you've got a party or something coming up, they do snack platters as well. And I spend a fair amount of time at Arbor, I won't lie, and their brownies and baked goodies are absolutely to die for. So if you want to pop into the cafe, do go check them out. Check out the menus. The cafe is dog friendly, so if you're walking the pooches, you can head on over with the dogs. They are equipped with free Wi-Fi, and they are also available for functions and pop-up events. So do check them out. You can give them a call, 011-788-4111, or you can drop Larry an email, larry@arborcafe.co.za. So do make sure that you go and check them out, and it's going to be one of my favorite spots this summer, because I'm going to be spending the festive season in Joburg, so you will most undoubtedly find me at Arbor Cafe. I just want to give a big shout out to South Africa's Chantal Dartnell, chef from Mosaic at the Orient, who's been named Best Female Chef at the Global Culinary Awards Ceremony. Well, 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 well done. Best Female Chef in the Lady Awards 2017 took place in Warsaw in Poland last week. She was placed at number 32 in the Best Chef Awards top 100 list for 2017, and the highest positioned woman, and only one of three to make it into the top 50. Well done, Chantal. This lady is going from strength to strength. And if you have not been through to Restaurant Mosaic at the Orient in Pretoria yet, do yourself a favor. It is a culinary dining experience that you will never, ever, ever forget. And I'm highly, highly inspired by Chantal and the absolutely amazing work that she does. And her current spring and summer menu has just launched at Mosaic. It is called Cosmo Organic. Yay. And alludes to the supposed character of the universe as a living organism whose atoms are severally endowed with sensibility, asserting that the organic in the whole of the universe, as well as in the narrow sphere of single bodies on the earth, is the first thing from which the inorganic was separated. Yes. Thought, food for thought, and food, good food. So go and check it out. Restaurant Mosaic also boasts one of the most comprehensive wine cellars in Africa. In fact, one of the most like amazing wine cellars I've ever seen in my entire life, and comprises of more than 75,000 bottles of wine under 5,500 different local and international labels. It is a dining experience of note. Check them out, www.restaurantmosaic.com, and go and enjoy some of Chef Chantal Dartnell's amazing food. You will not be disappointed. That is it from me for this week. I will be back with you again next week with, of course, another bumperful show. Do make sure you've got all those dates diarized. And if you didn't catch prices or dates, don't worry. Everything is on my blog, heatherhook.com, so you can head on over there and go and check that out. And I've got some awesome competitions that are going to be launching in the next sort of 10 days or so. So do keep an eye on the blog or tune in again next week and find out what I'm giving away as we head into the festive season. Gift ideas here, folks. I will be back with you next week, Tuesday. If you are on social media and you'd like to interact with me, I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook, Facebook as well, facebook.com/HeatherLHook. I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook, and of course the blog, heatherhook.com. I'll be back with you next week. Have a fantastic day. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.